Tuesday edition of Friday Night Lights. And we are in Murray, Iowa, awaiting kickoff for this first-round action between the Falcons and the Murray Mustangs. And the Wayne Falcons entered the playoffs on somewhat of a down note, losing last week's district championship game to HLV in the final 2 minutes. Instead, they will enter the playoffs as a 3 seed, and this game tonight is played in Murray, the 2 seed from district number 6. This game is a rematch from a week 4 matchup that was also played here in Murray back in September. The Mustangs had a rushing attack the Falcons couldn't stop. Got nearly 300 yards with their big 1-2 punch of Andrew Ryder and Seth Gurness. Got 6 touchdowns from those guys. Beat the Falcons 47-22. But that was a Falcon team without quarterback Dylan Lane, without linebacker C.D. Kunti, and without defensive end Ridge Downard. So the Falcons looking for a little revenge, somewhat of a revenge tour they're on. The winner of this game, in all likelihood, plays Monday night at Victor against HLV, the team that beat the Falcons Friday night in the season finale, the last ever game at Sailing Field in Corydon. And we are a little over 10 minutes away, and we will have your Corydon State Bank starting lineups in just a moment. We'll be back after a few messages from our sponsors. This is Friday Night Lights on KIICRadio.com, stream for the Quattro. Wayne Falcon football is being brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hansen of Hansen's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. The Indianola Auto Group. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Judd's Ranch House. Hot, fresh food, country atmosphere, and plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Mac Hardware. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa and keep more money in your pocket by renting the equipment you need at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Mac Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 641-774-0410 for more information. That's Mac Hardware in Sheraton. Smith Auto Body. When you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body at 641-774-5008 for all your auto body work. Great Western Bank of Corydon. Great Western Bank in Corydon. A home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping make life great. Red Haw Realty. List your real estate with Red Haw Realty. Red Haw is your real estate A-team, and they have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it. Sell it. Call Red Haw Realty in Sheraton at 641-774-4242. Corydon Hy-Vee. The Court and Hy-Vee is a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Farm Bureau Agent John Fry in Corydon. John Fry is your Farm Bureau Agent in Corydon. Stop by, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm. Attorney Roberta Chambers is a proud sponsor of Wayne Falcon football. The Lucas County Health Center. Lucas County Health Center is there for you when you need them with a full line of services. From obstetrics to oncology, from physical therapy to diabetes education, we are here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality, family-centered health care. Neeson Pharmacy. Personal, friendly, and reliable, Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy on the southwest corner of the Corydon Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel. Midwest Heritage Bank. Midwest Heritage offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. Red Dough Pizza at Corydon. Red Dough Pizza, the place to meet before the game and the place to celebrate after the game. We'll see you at Red Dough for pizza. Bingham Construction. Bingham Construction. Trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 1979, offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Danco. Better equipment. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field. At Case IH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, productive, and reliable, so they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH from Better Equipment in Highway 2, 2 miles east of Corydon. Shivers Manufacturing. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. The Allerton Lumber Company. Construction service and supply from small hand tools to lumber. We have what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, Iowa. We're back with our Corydon State Bank starting lineups for the Falcons. Number 3, Carson Keeper. Number 4, Trent Carpenter. Clayton Keeper. Dylan Lane. Blade Baker. Tyler Jameson. Tate Van Dyne. And Evan Sinclair. And for the Murray Mustangs, Seth Nernis, Matthew Barnes, Colin Titus, Andrew Ryder, Sam Rockold, Scott Funk, George Barber, and Ben Rockold. Wayne has won the toss, elected to receive rather than defer. They want the ball and a chance to first crack at it, and the Falcons will be moving from right to left. The kickoff from Rockold is deep and into the end zone, touchback. And the Falcons will start at the 15. Beautiful night. The rain is holding up for a little bit. I understand they got a little over an inch of rain here on the through the day. And we'll see what kind of effect, if any, that has on the field. Wayne looking to pass. Lamoni gave Murray a good game last week in Lamoni, passed for over 250 yards. Lane misdirection play, and it's Trent Carpenter coming back to the right side. And he gets out to the 19, give Trent 4. It'll be 2nd and 6. So from the 19, 2nd and 6 for Wayne, opening drive here of opening night of the playoffs in 8-player action. Pitch back to Clayton, running the right side, gets around the corners, gets some room if he can bust it to the outside. No, tackled out around the 35-yard line of Lane. That'll be a Neeson Pharmacy first down. Ball is placed at the 34. 15-yard pickup for Clayton, and the Falcons have it at their own 34, first and 10. Hand off this time, trying up the middle, and not much there at all. Forward progress might get him back to the 35. Flag down on the play. It'll be against the Mustangs. Personal foul. Talking to Captain Dylan Lane, or Evan Sinclair. How do you mix those two up? Late hit, personal foul. And one of the great things about the press box at Murray, you're close enough to actually hear the officials. And the ball is now at the Murray 30. Neeson Pharmacy, first down number two for the Falcons. And the handoff to Carson. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. Tough defense on the interior of the Murray line. Understand it's raining in Alvia. Huh. Too bad, guys. Beautiful night in Murray. Second and 10 from the Mustang 30, 10:06 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless in Murray. Quick pass to the outside. Keeper has it. He's inside the 25 and down at about the 23. That's a 7-yard pickup. And it'll be third down. Third and a long three for the Falcons. Under center, Lane pitches to Keeper, running to the right, trying to cut it back up. He's got first down. Yes, he's through. Jersey tackle doesn't get him. He's into the end zone. To the house, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Touchdown, Clayton Keeper, 23-yard touchdown run. At the 9:20 mark of the first quarter. Yards on three carries, that drive for the junior tailback, Clayton Keeper. Now Wayne will line up for a two-point conversion attempt, pitches it back to Keeper, cuts it up into the end zone, successful, add two more. And your score, with 9:20 to go in the first quarter, Wayne on their opening drive, hold serve, and it's 8-0 Falcons. Corydon State Bank. Corydon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Corydon State Bank, security for your online banking. CNC Custom Cycle. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton has been in business for over 40 years with a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop in and check out all the recreational vehicles in stock and see what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle. And your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up. Dylan Lane has it teed up. A little bit of a crosswind, but Dylan slips a little bit as he kicks it and fielded at the two by Seth Nernis. Coming this way, has a seam. One man to beat, two men to beat. Carson Keeper can't get him down. No flags on the field. Seth Nernis with a 77-yard
kickoff return. Now there is a whistle. I never saw a flag. Dead ball, sideline warning against Murray. But the 77-yard touchdown run, and that drive took 13 seconds. 9:07 to go in the first quarter. And for the moment, Wayne leads 8-6, PAT pending. Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up. Murray looking to tie the score. Nope, putting a kicking tee down. And it'll be Brandon Short with the kick, and it's through. So at the moment, Wayne leads 8-7. With 9:07 to go in the first quarter. Motor Inn. Steve Bunch and the sales associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in a vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa. Randolph Funeral Home. For many, grief doesn't end with a funeral. Randolph Funeral Home offers grief support for all ages. Let them help you and your family in your time of need. Community. A couple of offsetting personal fouls on the PAT attempt. So the kick is good. Wayne leads 8-7, and we are set for our third kick. And we've not yet played 3 minutes of the game. Falcons lead 8-7 with 9:07 to go in the first quarter. Sam Rockold tees it up for the Mustangs. Your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff is coming. Lane had a little bit of a footing problem, couldn't get it into the end zone for a touchback. And Rockholds is short also, fielded by Kiefer at the 10, comes up the right side, that's pushed out of bounds by the kicker Rockholds, tackled out of bounds by Rockholds at the Falcon bench, out at about the, across the 35, let's see where they spot it. At the 36-yard line, so give Clayton an unofficial 26 yards there. 9:01 now to go in the first quarter. Falcons lead 8-7, have the ball, and are moving from right to left. Lane under center, backs in the eye behind him, hands. Fakes the handoff. Now going to throw to the sideline and in and out of the hands of Carson Kiefer. Incomplete. Second and 10. From their own 36. First incompletion for Carson. 8:55 now to go. Wayne 8, Murray 7. Mustangs shift around their defense. Tight formation for the Falcons. Pitch nearly dropped by Clayton. Jersey tackle by Nernis, shy of the 40. Call it the 39, pickup of 3. Ball is foot and a half shy of the midfield stripe. Third down for the Falcons. Fourth carry for Kiefer. Goes over 40 yards. Lane with a short drop, throwing it over the middle, in and out of the hands of a diving Ethan Horton inside the 30. Would have been first down yardage. Instead, it's incomplete. Both the incompletions, catchable balls. Wayne looks to punt. Oh, Lane back. Rider deep for the Mustangs. And Lane punts it toward the corner, and it goes out of bounds inside the 10. Good punt. Oh! Wow. Keaton Nickel dumped on the Murray sideline right in front of us by Mustang. Ball will be spotted at the 5. And Murray will have their first play from scrimmage, trailing Wayne 8-7 with 8:06 to go in the first quarter. Ernest, the fullback, Ryder behind him. Drop snap, hand off to Ryder, nowhere to go, no hole there. Go down right where he started. Defended well by the Falcons, and number 28 gets nothing. We'll give him twice that. Second and 10 for Murray, trailing Wayne 8-7 in the first quarter here at Murray, first round of the eight-player football playoffs. Winner plays Monday night. Option play to the right. Oh, and missed tackle by the Falcons. Carpenter, stiff arm. Barnes, the quarterback, gets free of a shirt grab at the line of scrimmage, gets all the way out to the 30. 25-yard pickup and a first down for Matthew Barnes. Murray quickly back up to the line. Falcons barely getting set. And this handoff will go to Ryder, and he's hit as he gets the ball and might get a half yard. Move it from one side of the 30 to the other. We'll call it still from the 30. Second and 10. 7 minutes now to go and counting in the first quarter with Wayne leading 8-7. Nobody out wide. It's a running attack by Murray. And option play to the left, and Barnes cuts it up the middle again, has 5-plus yards brought down there by Clayton. Blade Baker in on that one, and Dylan Lane stepping up. That little quarterback option, read option, cutting it up, gets to the, we'll give him 7 yards to the 37. It's third down there, third and 3 for the Mustangs. Handoff, fakes the handoff, throwing it long, complete to Sam Rockhold into the end zone, touchdown. Just a little floater pass, but the Falcons didn't turn back, look for the ball. And that is a touchdown for Murray at the 5:59 mark. Who does saw that coming? 43-yard touchdown pass. Short on for the PAT. High snap, good hold. Kick is through. And Murray now leads 14-8. With just a tick below 6 minutes, the first quarter is half over, and the Falcons find themselves down 14-8.
Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out the website, C1STYOURVOICE. CFirstYourVoice.com, or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA.
And we're getting ready for the Chambers Rough Law Firm kickoff. Sam Rockle, the recipient of that 43-yard touchdown pass puts his tee down at the 30. Kiefer and Carpenter standing on the 5. Not much to get under that one. Carpenter fields it at the 5. Got a blocker in front of him. Trying to shake and fake and jive and gets to the 30, and that'll be it. The kicker again on the tackle. Just across the 30. 25-yard return there by Trent. And he will split out wide left with Clayton in the slot to the left. A short drop, throwing it to the right side, well over the head of Tyler Jameson, incomplete. Third straight incompletion for Dillon. 5:48 to go, first quarter. Murray leads Wayne 14-8. Horton to the left. Kiefer's in the eye behind Lane. Tight end is in there, and the handoff to the right side through the line is Kiefer, and refusing to go down, but not getting much yards is Clayton Kiefer. Tackled there by Rockhold at the 33. Give him 3. Third down now, 7 to go from the 33. Falcons break huddle at 5:13 to go in the first quarter. And from the right hash, Clayton wide right, Trent wide left from the gun, no backs with him. Dillon looking for a place, nowhere to go. Mustangs in the backfield, and the Mustangs will take down Dillon Lane. Yellow hanky on the 32, right around the line of scrimmage. It's against the Falcons, an illegal shift. Imagine they'll decline that. It was third down play. They had a sack, lost yardage. I don't see why they'd take the penalty. Declined. And that'll force a Dillon Lane punt. Andrew Ryder retreats for Murray. 4:48 and counting in the first quarter. Lane with a good punt, getting it out of bounds. First attempt. Let's see what this one does. Good clean snap. End over end punt. Bounces at the 32. Ryder picks it up at the 20. And Tate Van Dyne misses. And a hard hit, but it doesn't go down. Keaton Nickel hit him hard at the 35. Blade Baker's helmet comes off. He'll have to go out. Keaton with the takedown, but he bounced off Ryder the first time, stopped his momentum, but didn't bring him down, and Ryder gets across midfield to the Falcon 38. A 22-yard return for, I believe, the Nations. Record holder for punt returns for touchdowns. Looked like a little bit of motion. Nernis goes up the field. Kiefer Clayton on the tackle, just shy of the Falcon 30, call it the 31. He's second down. So from the Wayne 31, hand off to Nernis up the middle, and he's going to be close to a first down yardage. We'll see where they spot it. Ridge Downard and Clayton and Carson Keeper in on that one. It'll be at the Falcon 28. Less than a yard to go on third down for Murray. Barnes brings the play in. 3:22 left to go in the first quarter with Murray leading Wayne 14-8. Murray with the ball driving in Falcon territory. Ryder with the carry. He's got first down yardage and across the 25. That'll be a Mustang first down at the 25 will be the spot. 3 yard pickup for Ryder. And a bootleg here, and now under pressure from Coonsey, throws it over the middle to Ryder. He's got some room, and he's hit inside the five, and Barnes was under pressure from C.D. Coonsey, but one-arm tackles aren't going to work tonight. And they'll spot that at the four. 21-yard pickup and a first and goal for Murray at the Falcon 4. Murray leading 14-8, 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Hand off to Ryder. He'll go around the left side. He's got to get outside of lane and dives for the pylon. They do not give it to him. Flag down in the Mustang backfield. Holding against Murray, that'll back him up and negate the run. Ryder dove for that pylon, knocked it over with the ball, but I don't know if they said maybe he'd gone out of bounds first, or the official right there did not signal that he was into the end zone. Didn't matter anyway because of the hold. The ball goes back out to the 13-yard line. Nine-yard loss on the play. Rockle throwing to the end zone, tipped and incomplete. Knocked down by Trent Carpenter. Second down and goal, Murray, from their own 13, or from the Falcon 13. Wind blowing a little bit left to right for Murray, maybe a tad bit at their back. 2:06 to go in the first quarter. Mustangs lead the Falcons 14-8. Option play to the right, and a late pitch, and he got by with it. And Ryder diving for the end zone, knocked down by Clayton Keeper. But he's going to be inside the 10 to the 5. 8 yard pickup for Ryder. Barnes lucky to get that pitch to him. But it'll be goal to go. Third down now for Murray at the Falcon 5, minute and a half. And Nernis appeared to be moving forward at the snap. No call. Under pressure, Barnes throws it into the end zone, way over the head of Nernis, incomplete. It'll be fourth down. It looks like Nernis is moving forward at the snap. Minute 19 to go in quarter number one. Fourth and five. Fourth and goal from the 5. Murray will put down a kicking tee. And short to try to add 3 more. And it is a 22-yard field goal. So, Brandon Short, excuse me, not Corey, Brandon Short, and that was a 22-yarder, 23-yarder. At a minute 14 to go in the first quarter, it's Murray 17, Wayne 8.
Stream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value. Lowest prices and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134.
And the Timbers are off law firm kickoff, bounces at the 15 in front of Clayton Kiefer charging in, and Kiefer gets out to the 23. At the 24, they'll call it. It's Kiefer to the right side, got a blocker in front of him, trying to get to the corner, and he's still on his feet, pushing and getting out. I think he's got a Neeson Pharmacy first down. It's going to be spotted at the 34. They're moving the chains. Looked like he wasn't going to get more than a yard or two, but he just kept chugging along. I think I can. Clayton Kiefer with a 10-yard pickup on first down, and that's a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons, trailing 17-8, under a minute to go in the first quarter. Clayton the only back behind Dillon. And he runs it straight up the middle and, again, just keeps pushing and gets over the midfield stripe. Let's see the spot. Give him 7 to the 39 of Murray. And with 5:43 to go in the first quarter, they might not get this snap off, and they don't. Quarter ends right there. And your first quarter score is Murray 17, Wayne 8. And we'll begin quarter number 2 in just a moment. But first, as we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there if you need it. I invite you to explore all of the benefits assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care. The officials move the ball 2 or 3 feet. We're still in midfield. Ball is on the purple M of the Murray Mustangs. Black pants for the Mustangs, purple jerseys, gold lettering, purple helmets. Falcons wearing their road white jerseys with silver numbers. And black pants with a silver stripe down the side. A drop
Pass over the middle, complete to Carson. He's inside. Football goes into the end zone. Picked up by Baker, I think. Touchdown, Falcons. Tyler Jamison with the recovery in the end zone. Carson Kiefer with the catch at around the 20, and a couple of Mustangs got to him. Ball popped loose, but it popped forward for the Falcons into the end zone. Tyler Jamison with the recovery. It's a touchdown for the Falcons. .11:47 to go. Lane from the gun for the PAT. It throws it into the end zone, intercepted by Ryder. But that went out of bounds, so the PAT goes down as a fail. And it's 17-14 in favor of Murray. With 11:47 to go in quarter number two, here from Murray. Lane drops straight back, and the line of scrimmage was the Murray 39, so it's a 39-yard play, but I'm not sure how many passing yards Dylan will get on that. It's about a 20-yard And Chamberson Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up. Dylan Lane gets a little better footing and boots this one inside the 10 to about the 6. It's Nernis up the gut. Grabbed by Carson, Blade there to help. Late hit by Barber, number 56, on Carson. So from the 6 to the 34. And Murray will begin from their own 34, leading Lane 17-14 with 11:39 to go in quarter number two here in first round, eight-player playoff football. Hand off first back through Nernis and grabbed by Tate Van Dyne, I believe. Oh, excuse me, that's Evan Sinclair. That's the second time tonight I've mixed up him. Gets it out to the 36, a two-yard pickup. And second down coming for Murray. This play will get underway right around the 11-minute mark of the first half, 11 left in the first half. Hand off to Ryder to the right side. He's through the line clean and trying to cut. Falcons are there, but deep in the secondary. Gets across the 30. And that'll be spotted at the Wayne 28. 16-yard pickup. And the handoff to Ryder on the right side, grabbed there, gets couple of positive yards. Ridge Downard, the first one to grab him, hugged him around the waist and got some help from C.D. Kunze. And to the 26, so two-yard pickup there for Ryder on first down. .10 to go in quarter two. Wayne trails by a field goal. And there was a field goal, the first of the season here on these broadcasts. Flag down, and pass is incomplete. It was tipped near the line, and Dylan Lane diving couldn't get it. It's an incomplete pass. and it's an illegal shift on Murray. So it that was a second down play. Let's see what Wayne will do. I think they'll back him up here. Sinclair says we do not want that penalty. Now it's third down. Third and eight from the Falcon 26. Barnes brings the play in from the sidelines. The play clock has been running for a while, and Murray's still in the huddle. Number 10, Matt Rockle, comes out wide this way, their first wide receiver of the night. Pitches it back to Ryder, coming to the left. He's got some room. And stepping up is Horton, hitting Ryder, but Ryder again delivers a blow, gets it inside the 20. To the 18, actually, the spot last time is going to come back to hurt Murray. They gave him an extra half yard. They marked it at the official on the sideline was saying at the 28. They marked it a little bit past that. This one now is going to be close. Okay. 8 yards on the play. The ball's at the Falcon 18. And it is a little bit short and a break for the Falcons. It'll be fourth down. It looked like the official in the middle of the field did not spot the first down previous where the official who had ended the play was marking it. And this one will come back to assist the Falcons. Great Western Bank, great play coming up for Wayne. Trailing 17-14, Murray on the march at the Falcon 18, fourth down. I can't imagine you're going to see anything other than Seth Nernis or Andrew Ryder on this play. I guess you could see a Barnes quarterback sneak, and you do, right as I said it, off the gut and gets through, and one man to beat. And Lane throws him down, but in the end zone, touchdown for Murray. Sloppy defense for the Falcons, an 18-yard. Touchdown Murray, 9:31 to go in quarter number two. Short on for the PAT toward the lopsided goalpost. Kicks it through. 24-14. Murray, 9:31 to go in the second quarter. Don't forget, Hammer Medical home delivers and sets up any medical equipment that you need. They've got a full line of respiratory mobility and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. James Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up, and new kicker for Murray. Short will boot this one into the wind. Rockle kicked with it. Not good footing going that way, and it's into the wind. Ball bounces at around the 20 and picked up there by Trent Carpenter at the 15. Now he's reversing direction. If he can stiff arm, tries to cut it into the middle, can't get past number 10, Matt Rockle. So lots of flash, but not a lot of yards for Trent Rockle, or Trent Carpenter. Gets about 12. And the Falcons will begin their own 27. Trailing 24-14. Tight formation for Wayne. C.D. Kunze in motion. And play is blown dead. It was a pitch to Clayton on the right side, but
offsides
against the Falcons is the call. So now Wayne will try it from their 22. Trailing by 10. Van Dyne the center. Sinclair to his right. Blake Baker to his left. Double tight ends. And Kunze in motion again. Pitches to Clayton to the left side. He's got some room, and now he's got some speed. Puts his stiff arm on Barnes, and he's gone. To the house. Clayton Kiefer. Judd's Ranch House. Touchdown. 58 yards. Touchdown run at 9:10. His brother got him an extra 5 yards on that touchdown run by being offside on the play before. We'll see if he thanks him after the game. PAT attempt, Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt for the Falcons. Lane under center with Clayton behind him. CD out to the left, pitches it back to Clayton. Tate in front of him blocking, and he's into the house. Judge Ranch House open Tuesday through Saturday in Latona. That brings the Falcons within two. It's Murray 24, Wayne 22. 9:10 to go till halftime. This is like a basketball game with no hoop. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa. Keep more of your money in your pocket by renting the equipment you need at Mac Hardware on Highway 34 Bypass in Sheraton. Mac Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 774-0410 for more information. That's Mac Hardware in Sheraton. Great Western Bank, great play of the game. 58-yard touchdown run by Clayton Kiefer with 9:10 to go in the second quarter has pulled Wayne within two, 24-22. I guess the touchdown wasn't enough. Kiefer decided he'd run in the two-point conversion as well. Dylan Lane tees it up for your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. And it's a low bouncer through the legs of Nernis into the end zone. Touchback. So from the 15, Murray will put it in play. Falcons have not had a chance to get it into the better equipment red zone. They're scoring from outside. Big bombs tonight. Murray passing to the right, intended for Rockhold, incomplete by Barnes. Second and 10, Murray from their own 15. Falcons come up 9:04 to go in the second quarter. And this is, I think, Barnes to the right side, tackled by Carson. It'll be third down, though, and ball's at the 21, so give him six. It'll be third and four. Big play coming up for the Falcon defense with 8.5 to go until halftime, trailing 24-22. They're coming option play, and Ryder has it. He gets outside. Baker in pursuit, taking him out of bounds.
And Ryder out of bounds.
Cross the 30. He gets enough for the first down to the 32-yard line. 11-yard pickup for Ryder. That play opened up pretty quickly for Ryder. Well, Evan Sinclair trying to time the snap count. Jumps off sides. That'll cost the Falcons five. So from their own 37, Murray leading Wayne by two. They have the ball. Hand off to Ryder. C.D. Kunze grabs him. Blade Baker's there, but he's tackled at about midfield. Give him three. Ball is right on the midfield stripe. The stripes on the balls are on either side of the line. Under eight to go in the second quarter now. Quarterback keeps it on the option, gets out close to the 35. Four-yard pickup is enough for the first down to the Falcon 36. Seven and a half to go until halftime. Barnes brings the play in. They break huddle. Double tight end. Backs in the eye. Handoff coming back this way to Nernis. He has almost loses the ball. Kunze in on that one. Tate Van Dyne helping to finish him off. Give him a yard. Second and nine for Murray, 6:54 to go till half. Your Hy-Vee halftime. We'll try to keep up with the stats from this wild first half. Nernis gets through the line, overrun by Dylan Lane, but he makes up for it, takes him, brings him down at the 20 with a little help from Evan Sinclair. But that's what we saw in week four, that very type of play, Wayne keying on Ryder and Nernis right up the gut with a 15-yard pickup and a first down for Murray. Now from Wayne's 20, one thing we saw in that week four matchup, Falcons got some turnovers. I think we're going to have a little bit of motion on the offensive line. The left guard took off, was a couple yards downfield before the snap. That'll bring it back to the Falcon 25, 6:17 left in the second quarter. Nernis and Ryder behind Barnes. Hand off to Ryder. Hesitates. Now comes left. And another violent collision. Falcons are coming at him. Ethan Horton gets knocked back, though. And Ryder gets down to the 21. An aggressive runner. Got four out of that. And it'll be second down. Scoreboard says third down, and this time Barnes pitches it back to Ryder, and the Falcons jump on the ball. It was a fumble on the turf, and no, they're saying that Ryder got it back. It bounced at the 30 and all the way back to the 33. It looked like C.D. Coonsy pounced on it, but Ryder pulled it in with his paw. 12-yard loss on the play, and it's third and long. From the Falcon 33, Rocco goes out wide to the right. Ryder in the slot. Nernis back there with Barnes in the gun, and the snap is low, but he picks it up. Under rush from C.D. Coonsy, underthrows it, overthrows it. Intended for Ryder, but over the head of Dylan Lane, the closest person to the ball. Incomplete. It'll be fourth down from the 33. 4:39 to go till halftime. Rockold back to punt. Falcons not having any of it, looking for a fake. CD pretends to go after it. Hunt goes out of bounds, and let's see where he's going to mark it. Gets out near the 10, and Wayne will have it there. Wayne did not even attempt a return of a punt, looking for the fake all the way, and that deep in their own territory. They weren't going to have much to do with it anyway. So Clayton, the only one behind Dylan, tight end to the left and a slot back to the left, and the pitch goes to Clayton to the left, and he pushes and chugs, and he's got one man to beat. And it's, oh, he drops the ball and jumps on it himself in the in Murray territory. Got across the midfield stripe. Loses the ball, falls down, takes a couple of bounces, but he gets it himself at the 36. So a 34-yard run by Clayton Kiefer. And the Falcons have an Eastern Pharmacy first down inside Murray territory. Kiefer to the right side, crosses the 35 and tackled there by number 64, Ben Rockle. Inside the 35. We'll call it the 34. Give him two. Back's in the eye now behind Lane. Handoff is to the second back through. That's Clayton. Left side. Pushes down near the 31. Tackled there. Sam Rockold on the tackle. And we're around 3 minutes to go now. Three-yard pickup there. It'll be third down and five. 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Wayne inside Murray territory, trailing by two. Clayton behind Lane. Tried to get him to draw offsides. Don't get it. Clayton running to the right, and Rockle can't bring him down. Barnes does, and it'll be close. I think he's going to be short, but he's got to. He's inside the 30. Let's see where the spot goes. Officials conferring. I don't see a hanky on the field. What? face mask called against the offense. Clayton got a 4-yard pickup on the third and five there. And now they're pulling Ryder over to see what Murray wants to do with the penalty. Not sure who the face mask was called upon, but it was against Wayne. And the referee heading out now. It's a 5-yard face mask.
5-yard line. Knock off. Yeah.
And it's back to the 34. And it's now 3rd and 8. Takes the handoff to Clayton. Clayton blocks, and the pass is incomplete, and Ryder is right there. And intended for Jameson. Pass was a little high, and incomplete. It'll be 4th down for Wayne, 4th and 8. Trips to the left. Lane in the gun by himself from the 34. Clean snap. Throwing it over the middle, high, incomplete. And a flag comes in late on Ryder, or on Nernis. I think it's going to be roughing the passer. A roughing the passer call will give Wayne new life. And the flag is laying around midfield, but it's from the marked off from the line of scrimmage, which was the 34. And I believe that'll be a 10-yard penalty, and that'll give Wayne a 1st down, a 15-yard penalty, excuse me, all the way to the 19. Neeson Pharmacy, 1st down for the Falcons as they hustle up to the line with 2:07 to go in the second quarter, trailing Murray by 2. Coonsey to the right, now in motion, pitches back to Clayton to the left, cuts inside Nernis. He's got some room, and he's driving over Barnes at the goal line, and he is no signal of touchdown. It'll be another Neeson Pharmacy 1st down for the Falcons, 1st and goal. And we'll call it the 2, 17-yard pickup for Clayton on 1st down and 1st and goal for the Falcons inside the Vetter Equipment red zone. Twin receivers each direction, and Lane just up the gut. Quarterback sneak in for 2 to the house, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. And 1:42 to go in the second quarter. Wayne has taken the lead for the 2nd time tonight. Jameson comes out, Horton comes in. Coonsey to the left. Horton lines up at tight end on the right. And flag down will negate this play. And false start will back the Falcons up on the Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Add 5 to it. And from the 7 now, as it's starting to sprinkle as we near halftime here at Murray. I would think they might just let Dillon boot that one through. 28-24 is the score at the moment. Under center, Lane fakes the pitch, throws it now to the right side, complete to Jamison in the end zone. And Lane now leads 30-24. With a minute 42 to go in the second quarter. A back and forth game at Murray here. When you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton to get your vehicle back to the way it was. All shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body, 774-5008 for all your auto body work. Wayne leads 30-24 with 1:42 to go in the second quarter. First round playoff action from Murray, number 2 seed Mustangs and the number 3 seed Falcons. A bouncer fielded at the 20 by Barnes, and he won't get to the 30. And it'll be marked at the 29. Now, here is where Wayne has struggled throughout the year. Finishing quarters, finishing plays. They've got a lead. They'd love to take it to halftime. You might remember a week ago they were up 14-0 and gave HLV a late touchdown and some momentum going into halftime. HLV came back and won in the second half. Flag down on the play, ending the play. The pitch was to Nernis to the left side. Clayton and Ethan Horton were there. But I think that's going to be a motion penalty against Murray. So back to the 24. First and 15 for Murray. Wayne leading 30-24 with a minute 32 to go in quarter number 2 here at Murray. Oh, it's a Wildcat-type formation, and Barnes has receivers going out everywhere. Now he's looking to run, and he will throw it. It's complete to Rockhold at the 35, brought down at the Falcon 35. Flag comes down. The ball is at the Wayne 34. And the penalty will add some more. It's against the Falcons. Rockhold came back to the ball, and Barnes put it there. And they're calling a face mask against Wayne. 5-yard penalty. Now it's at Wayne's 29 with a minute 15 to go. And a Breddo timeout called by Coach Bart Elliott. For a good timeout with your family and friends, go to Breddo Pizza in Corydon. Let's reset this. 1:15 to go in the second quarter. First round playoff action in 8-player. Number 2 seed from Region 6, Murray Mustangs. Number 3 seed from from District 5 are the Wayne Falcons. The ball sits at the Falcon 29. It's Murray's ball. First down. Wayne leads 30-24. The Breddo Pizza called by timeout called by Coach Elliott to talk things over with the defense, and they are in somewhat of a prevent. Horton and Lane playing 10 yards off the ball. Fumbled snap, and Barnes runs the option to the right and pitches late to Nernis, and he's driven out of bounds inside the 20. Now it'll be spotted right at the 20. Gain of 9, be second down. Minute 8 to go till half. 20 yards from the end zone are the Murray Mustangs. Wayne up by 6. Dropping back and hit hard is Barnes by Tate Van Dyne, laying down the Allerton Lumber Company lumber. Sacked at the 28. And Murray wants a Fred No Pizza timeout with a minute 1 to go. And the Murray timeout comes with 101, and somebody's going to give Barnes an oxygen mask because he just got the wind knocked out of him. Tate Van Dyne just chested him, bear hugged, slammed him down. And I guess they give him forward progress back to the 27. He was backpedaling the whole time. I'm not sure where the progress was. But the ball is at the Falcon 27. Loss of 7 on the play. And that'll make third down for Murray. And receiver split out wide to the left, right here in front of us. And the low snap, and Barnes retreats, and being chased by Ridge Downard, and hit, and incomplete at the 20. It'll be fourth down. So from the 27, they've got to get to the 19 for a first down. 53.8 to go until halftime. Barnes brings the play in from the Murray sideline. The receiver coming out to the left, covered up by Ethan Horton. Nernis and Ryder split, and pitch is out to Ryder, and he's got a lot of room in front of him. He's into the end zone, touchdown. Heavy pressure applied by Ridge Downard, but Barnes got the quick pass off to Ryder, slid out to the in the flat on the right side. Touchdown Murray ties the score at 30 with 44.9 seconds to go. Short on for the PAT attempt. Good enough snap, and the kick is up. It's good. Murray with a 31-30 lead over the Falcons with 44 seconds to go. Chambers of Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up. Just a moment. Wayne trailing Murray 31-30 with 45 seconds to go until halftime. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Hot, fresh food and a country atmosphere. Plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Rockold now will tee it up. short with the last one. Middle of the field being chewed up. And this one will be fielded by Clayton at the six, heading back up the center, and runs over Rockhold, the kicker, in on the tackle again, gets to the 27. So with 38 seconds to go, Wayne, down by a point, has the ball at their own 27-yard line, 53 yards from pay dirt. Keeper to the right side will get it to the 30, and Coach Elliott wants a timeout. Picks up 3 to the 30, and it'll be 2nd and 7. Let's see. Do a little advance work. Kiefer. A couple of Falcon touchdowns. And Lane with a passing touchdown, kind of. And Dylan Lane with a 2-yard quarterback keeper touchdown. Falcons coming over out of the sideline huddle, and they will put it in play from their own 30, second down with 31 seconds to go. Trent Carpenter wide right, unguarded. Lane throws it. Hit by Nernis, but gets the pass off. It's incomplete. Third down and 25 seconds to go. 3rd and 8 from their 30, the Falcons. Carpenter and Coonsey to the left. Jameson is the tight end to the right. And Clayton, short drop, throw over the middle, complete to Trent. He's got some room. He's got a blocker. Jameson gives him room. He's going to go. He's got Ryder to beat. To the house. Touchdown. Jeff Ranch House in Latona. 15 seconds to go. Yard touchdown pass, Lane to Carpenter, puts the Falcons back in front. Pitches to Clayton to the left. He's not going to make it. PAT no good. The Falcon lineman just kind of went to the sideline, never got that forward push. And the Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is no good. So it's 36-31 Wayne with 15.3 seconds to go until halftime in a back-and-forth battle of the offenses in Murray. Falcons coming out for the Chambers and Relf Law Firm kickoff. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in and let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in, see what John can do for you. Tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. John, a charter sponsor of these broadcasts, now in our fourth year. Hoping to see our first Falcon playoff victory tonight. Leading by five at the moment. Lane, boots a low one. Dribbler fielded at the 20. Running it up the middle across the 30 to the 33 is number 33, Sam Rockle. Carson on the tackle. 13-yard pickup. Murray will put it in play with 11.1 seconds until halftime. From their own 33, Van Dyne, Sinclair, Downard, Baker, Horton, Clayton, Trent, Dillon, your Falcon defense. Dropping back is Barnes. Here comes the rush. Dumps it to Nernis, and a leg tackle doesn't get him. Oh, no, no! He's going to the inside the 30, inside the 25. And now they're saying 0.3 seconds to go, and Murray has the ball at the Falcon 22. They had Nernis wrapped up at the 35, and he just kept driving and dragging Falcons and dropping Falcons. In the NBA, they just have time for a catch-and-shoot. That was the longest 10.8 seconds I've ever seen. And a penalty on top of it. Ball's at the Falcon 22. And it's a holding call against Wayne. And they're going to add 10 to the end of the run. Ooh, home cooking. And a Red Dough Pizza timeout is called. Well, it had to have been called right away because I guess they would have stopped it to move the chains on the first down. But the ball will be spotted at the Falcon 12. The Falcons giving Nernis an extra, you know, dozen yards on that play anyway. A better tackling would have had the ball back at the 30. But then a holding call comes out of somewhere, and ball's at the Falcon 12. Time for one play, and if you've just got one play with real estate, list it with Red Haw Realty. Red Haw has an A team and an A list of buyers to get it done. List it, sell it. Call Red Haw Realty in Sheraton, 774-4242. And from the gun is Barnes, Nernis in the backfield, and here comes the rush, and stepping up and throwing it complete to Nernis, and he's going to be stopped short. There's a flag on the play. The flag sits at the Falcon 12 or 13. The pass was complete to Nernis. He got inside the five and was tackled, and the penalty will be against Murray. That'll end the half. Ball, he got down to the three. Penalty is declined by the Falcons. So your halftime score, Wayne trots off to their little campground in the west end zone, leading 36-31. And we will put together your Hy-Vee halftime stats for you here in just a moment. But first, let's give you some words from our sponsors.
Wayne Falcon Football is being brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you.
And the Falcons, with a 36-31 halftime lead. And we are about to name our Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half for the Falcons. And generally, your top two contenders this season have been Clayton Kiefer and Dylan Lane, and they probably have that title here tonight as well. First for Lane, I have him unofficially at 3 of 8, passing for 99 yards and 2 touchdowns. In fact, I'm not really even sure if somebody knows the ruling on this. Give me a text at 641-870-4469. He threw a pass to Carson Kiefer over the middle. Carson fumbled inside the 10, went into the end zone, picked up there by Tyler Jameson. I think Dylan, I'm okay giving him a touchdown pass. It was a great pass to Carson. The Murray defenders are quick, got back there, hit Carson inside the 10, and ball popped loose, but Tyler was right there, fell on it, so Tyler would get the touchdown, but we're going to give a passing touchdown to Dylan. Also had a successful two-point PAT, a Randolph Funeral Home PAT, to Tyler Jameson. So Dylan responsible for, I guess, 16 points of the 36. Dylan also played very well special teams, and his foot mostly kept Murray from being able to return kicks and punts, and several Chambers and Ralph Lawford kickoffs were not to Ryder or Nernest, but one was, and Seth Nernest took a kickoff 77 yards for a touchdown. So that one hurt the Falcons, but Clayton Kiefer had unofficially 13 carries, 179 yards on those 13 carries. He was already over 1,000 yards for the season. This will put him, well, let's just see. 179 plus 1,071. So it'd be 1,250. Is that right? 1,250 yards now in the season for Clayton Kiefer in just his ninth game. The person has to keep in mind that the Falcons really have only played 8 games this season, receiving the forfeit from Seymour in Week 8. So the stats will not be what they could be, but the 99 yards for Lane passing bring him up to 960 on the year. And Dylan missed 2.5 games with injury of the Falcons' 8. So 5.5 games, and he is knocking on the door of a 1,000-yard passing season. But Clayton, 13 carries, 179 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 successful PAT conversions give him 16 points. And plus he had 65 yards on 3 kickoff returns and a 10-yard reception from Lane. So your Hy-V halftime Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half is Clayton Kiefer, number 10, the junior captain for the Falcons. We're about a minute away from second half kickoff, and Wayne won the toss in the first half, took the ball, went down, scored. So mission accomplished on if you're going to take the kickoff, you score, and they did do that. So, but the downside of that, they're going to kick off to Murray to begin the second half. So 36-31, Wayne. Let's see. And we're going to start the halftime or second half here in about a minute. But let's check our Thunderbolt app of other action going on. Falcons still down in the end zone. Murray stretching out at the other goal line. And quarter three will be coming up here before long. I would imagine Wayne will take the win, which is blowing toward us a little bit, but mostly from left to right. A little bit of a sprinkle coming back here. Here we go. HLV 46, Grandview Park Baptist 0 at halftime. Adair Casey 26, Meskwaki Settlement 0, second quarter. Lamoni 16, Twin Cedars 12 in the first quarter. Those are the last reports we have on those. In Class A, Montezuma leading Lisbon at half, 21-6. Pekin over Lone Tree, 36-0 in the third. BGM 55, Van Buren, Keosauqua 6 at halftime. That BGM team is good. Class 1A, Iowa City, Regina 15, Tipton 6 at the half. Clayton Ridge, Guttenberg 20, Eddyville, Lakesburg, Fremont 0. That was a long bus ride by Eddyville. Pella Christian trailing St. Albert, Council Bluffs 28-0 in the third quarter. Ogden 15, Nottoway Valley 14 in the third quarter. Class 2A, Mediapolis over PCM Monroe at half, 21-0. Bondurant Farrar 35, West Liberty 24. Albia 14, Eliza Muscatine 6 at half. I understand it's raining in Albia. Mid Prairie Wellman 23, Davis County 8, third quarter. Starting to rain here in Murray. Maybe I should have waited a little bit on the but the Falcons leading Murray 36-31.
Hey, all you football fans. Anybody ready for the second half of varsity football?
Wayne expecting to kick off here to begin the second half. Your James and Ralph Law Firm kickoff will be coming up in just a couple of moments. They like to fake out the broadcasters here at the stadium. They put, you know, a couple minutes on the clock and it runs out. Then they put a couple more out and it runs out. There's 30 seconds in running on the clock. But Wayne now at the sidelines. Murray huddled at their sideline. And we'll be ready for a kickoff here shortly. I'm told there is an earring that has been found on the Wayne sideline and turned into the lost and found. So if it's yours, call me and I'll tell them. It's here in the press box. I can get it for you. Send me a text, 641-870-4469. Let me know if it's your earring. You're going to have to identify it. Ball is teed at the 30. Dylan Lane set for the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm second half kickoff. It's a 4-3-1. And it's a deep kick fielded by Ryder at the 2. Coming up to the right side. And a hold helps give him some room. Tackled by Ridge Downer across midfield. Looked like a little bit of holding action. No call. And Ryder gets to the Falcon 36. 42-yard return. Barnes and Ryder in Wildcat, and he gets around Tate Van Dyne on the end and will be tackled inside the 30. Bypassing Barnes altogether on that one. Direct snap to Ryder. And the ball will be put at the Falcon 28. Gain of 8. Second down now, 11-17 and counting. Hand off to Nernis up the middle, and he's got some room. Breaks a tackle. He's running to the left corner, and he'll make it. Once again, Ryder, the Falcons can stop. Nernis, they can't. 28-yard touchdown run by Seth Nernis. 11:08 to go in quarter number three. Short on for the PAT attempt. High enough and good enough. So Murray takes the 38-36 lead. That took 52 seconds for Murray to get the kick, run two plays, score, kick the extra point, and Murray now 38-36 over the Falcons. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming. Rockold will tee it up. Carpenter and Clayton Kiefer back around the 5. Carson and CD at the 25, should they kick short. It is a high little pooch kick, and it lands on the ground. Falcons have to cover it. I think they do, but it's not much, no return. It's at the 21. There's a big gap between the middle two and the back two on that one, and it landed in between them, just a high little pooch kick dropped on the ground. So the Falcons from their own 21 will snap it for the first time in the second half. Tight formation, one back, fake pitch, and the handoff to Carpenter up the middle. He's got some room, and he's running with Ryder, and Ryder spins, dances, throws him, gives him an extra 3 yards trying to tackle him, but Trent is across midfield. Yard pickup for Trent Carpenter to the Murray 38. .10:45 and counting in the third quarter. Wayne trailing by 2, 38-36. Again, a tight formation. Jamison on one end, and pitches back to Clayton. It was a low pitch, had trouble holding it, and will be dropped in the backfield by Nernis and Rockle. Loss of 4. Back to the Falcon 38. Minutes to go in the third quarter, 38-36, Murray leading Lane. Lane under center, takes the pitch, looking, now he could run it up the middle, Dylan Lane across the 35 inside the Murray 34, I think they'll spot it at the 33 on the quarterback draw. And And that'll bring up third and five for the Falcons at Murray's 33-yard line. Twelve-yard pickup for Dillon. 9:15 to go in the third. Trent splits out wide to the left. Ball's in the center of the field. Dillon under center, dropping straight back. Under some pressure, throws to the right. Complete to Carson, breaks a tackle. He's got some room. He's inside the 20, 15, 10 to the middle of the field. To the house. Judge Ranch House, 33-yard touchdown. Dillon Lane to Carson Kiefer. Falcon down at the 16 is Jameson rolling over onto his back. And the coaching staff immediately comes out to him. 8:59 to go in the third quarter. The Falcons retake the lead. For now, it's 42-38. Your Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up. Tyler Jameson flat on his back at the 17-yard line, attended by the Falcon coaching staff, now rolling over onto his belly and up onto his knees with his helmet off. Not sure what it is for an injury. It could be a knee. He's favoring his right leg, but he's walking on his own. Coaches have hold of his arms, but he's under his own power. 8:59 to go in the third quarter. A 33-yard touchdown pass lane to Carson Kiefer. Got it out on the right side, had a blocker, broke a tackle, and cut back to the center of the field all the way to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Latona. Lane under center now for the PAT attempt. Randolph Funeral Home under some pressure from Nernis, and Lane goes down. No, PAT is no good. And your score at 8:59 to go in the third quarter, Wayne 42, Murray 38. Nobody blocking Lane's blind side, and Nernis comes out while Dillon was looking into the end zone trying to find a receiver. And your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff will come with 8:59 to go in the third quarter. Wayne leading by four, 42-38. Great Western Bank in Corydon reminds you that a home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. That was a Great Western Bank great play on the 33-yard touchdown pass to Carson Kiefer, giving the Falcons a 42-38 lead here at Murray, first round of the playoffs. Lane has never won an eight-player playoff game in just their second season at that level, having lost last year in the first round at Adair Casey. That time the three seed as well. Lane approaches and boots it low, right to Rockold at the 19. Coming up the middle of the field, Clayton grabs him first. Carson helps, but he gets across the 35. So from the 19 to the 38, give him 19. Give him 18. .854 now to go in the third quarter. Motion in the backfield. Ryder gets the snap, heads to the left side, gets around the end, and across midfield, flag down on the play. The flag rests at the Falcon 30, or at the Murray 36, and it's a hold against Murray. I would anticipate Wayne will take that, back it up to the 26. So from their own 26 now, Murray will have it first and 10. Have a score, Twin Cedars 34, Lamoni 16. And the ball falls as the rain falls as well. And Barnes jumps on it. And it'll be second and 10, second and 11 for Murray from the 24. Now Barnes slips and still pitches it to Ryder poorly. It falls on the ground out of bounds at around the 20. Sometimes it's best just to go to the turf. He got away with it in the first half and got a pass or a pitch off, but that one dangerously on the turf and out of bounds, now at the 20. And quite a bit of rain coming down now. Handoff is to Nernis, coming this way, chased by Carpenter, tries to push him out of bounds, doesn't get it. Dillon does run him out of bounds near midfield. Big gain there. Dancing on the Murray sidelines, Seth Nernis, Trent Carpenter tries to push him out of bounds. And he doesn't go down till the 39. 19-yard pickup. Rockled in punt formation, but it's a fake, and Barnes throws it long, intended for Ryder, complete inside the Falcon 20. Well, you could see that one coming, except maybe the Falcons didn't see it coming. Now, from the 16, Ryder will take it to the left side. He's going to have some room. Gets it. He's shoved out of bounds. Ball is at the Falcon 4 now, and it's first and goal, Murray. Rain wreaking havoc on my ability to keep stats. Backing up further and further from the window with each and every play. This handoff is to Nernis to the left. He cuts it back to the middle, driving it through, and no signal yet. Now touchdown is the signal. Nernis with some power, pushing the Falcons back 4 yards for a touchdown. 7:15 now to go in the third quarter. Murray has retaken the lead and will kick for one more. Falcons have 42. Murray has, and they try a pass. I don't know why they would do that unless it's too wet to try to kick, but PAT, Randolph Funeral Home PAT, is no good. And with 7:15 to go in the third quarter, Wayne trails 44-42 to the Murray Mustangs. see if I can dry off some of the equipment here. Don't forget, Roberta Chambers has been a charter sponsor of these broadcasts going back. Now we're in our fourth year, and Chambers & Rolfe Law Firm sponsors our kickoffs that we're about to have one here as Murray will kick off to the Falcons. So next time you're in the neighborhood, stop into Chambers & Rolfe Law Firm in Corydon. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. High kick fielded by Carpenter at the six to the right side, and puts a little move on number 34, Scott Funk. And we'll get to the 26. We're just ripping pages right and left, soggy pages out of the stat sheet here, and moving right on down to a dry one. So from the 25, 19 for Carpenter. Handoff is to Clayton up the middle, and he'll get to the 30. 5-yard pickup on first down will make second and five for Wayne from their own 30. Trailing now 44-42. And under center is Lane with Clayton behind him. Trips to the right, pitches it to Clayton, running to the right, and he gets around the corner, and he's got a blocker. He's got one man behind him that catches up, bumps him at the 30, pushes him forward to the 26. Awesome. 24-yard pickup for Clayton gives the Falcons a Neeson Pharmacy first down. 25-yard pickup. It's spotted at the 25 of Murray, where the Falcons have it first down with 6:10 to go in the third quarter, trailing Murray 44-42. Hand off Clayton up the middle. And he gets across the 25 to about the 23. So give Clayton two. And from the Murray 23, it'll be second and eight. Lane, 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Trent split out wide right, ball in the center of the field. They're now getting muddy and Trump center of the field. Murray adjusting their line. Ball on the turf. Lane picks it up. Broken play, but he's got some room inside the 20, inside the 10, to the 5. Dylan Lane on a broken play, fumbles it, picks it up. The Murray defenders following Clayton Keeper to the right. Dylan Lane runs to the left. And the ball will be spotted outside the 5. We'll call it 6. 17-yard pickup for Dylan, and that's a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. First and goal inside the Better Equipment red zone. Tight formation, trips to the left, though. Dylan, CD goes in motion to the right, pitches to Clayton to the right. He's got Tate in front of him, CD in front of him, Clayton, keeper. To the house, that's Judge Ranch House in Lacona, 6-yard touchdown run. At 4:55 to go in the third quarter. Now Lane brings in the play for the Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Lane at the moment up 48-44. CD split left. Dylan under center, backs in the eye behind him. Hand off to Clayton to the right. He's hit twice. Signal is no good. Boy, he was right at the goal line. He tried to cut it back and got contact, but Wayne up 48-44 over Murray. This is a slugfest right now in the third quarter. Still have almost 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. And the Falcons are leading 48-44. Cordon Hy-Vee has a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They got fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Cordon. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football now in their fourth year. Pretty good Falcon crowd for a rainy night in Murray. The Mustangs have moved Nernis up to about the 20, and Ryder stands alone at the 5. Last time, Lane kicked to Rockle. Let's see if he tries for Barnes this time. Dribbles it Barnes' way, and he will field it at the 18, coming to the right and hit as he jumps in the air. I'm not sure what the jump was for, but Clayton just pushed him down at the 24. 6 yard return by Barnes. And Murray will start from their own 24 with 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Ray Baker to the Falcon sideline for a play. Downer, Kunze, Sinclair, and Van Dyne on the line for the defense for the Falcons. Nernis up the middle, and he gets through, and he's around the right side of midfield 30. Lane to beat. Ankle tackle, no. Carpenter tries. No. Fumbles into the end zone. No signal yet. Did he fumble that through the end zone? I haven't seen a touchdown signal. 56 yards for Seth Nernis. .438 now to go in the third quarter. Now the kicking tee is down. And they pick it up and run, fellas. PAT is no good. Falcons trail Murray 50-48. I would say the field is has a lot of mud on it, but I don't think there's a D in the stadium tonight, so we can't even spell mud. 50-48 with still 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Wayne will get another chance here with the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. The rain has stopped for the moment. Again, that last update I have is Twin Cedars 34, Lamoni 16. This is a high kick. Clayton charges, fields it at the 15. Coming up the right side, he's got three! He's at the 30, the 30! Being chased, but will not be caught. Clayton Kiefer to the house, Judd's Ranch House. 65 yards. And it's last man standing, wins the game and shuts off the lights here at the Mustang Stadium in Murray. 4:27. The Falcons scored with 4:55. Murray scored with 4:38. And now Wayne with 4:27 left in the third quarter. Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt for the Falcons. Lane puts Kunze in motion to the right, pitches to Clayton to the right, and he is hit by Rockhold, spun around, hit again by Barber, and brought down short of the goal line. PAT fails. Lane leads 54-50. Do you believe it? .427 to go in the third quarter. Wayne with the lead. This is a big game of chicken going on right now, and neither team blinking or flinching or backing down one bit. Nernis not on the kick return team this time for Murray. Ryder standing at his own nine. And it's a low boot, and it'll run and die at the seven, picked up by Ryder there, right up the left sideline. And now Lane, ankle try, nope. Unbelievable. Ryder runs it back for a touchdown. The ball had stopped dead at the 7-yard line. You'd think they could get down there. Nobody. He just picked it up and ran right up that sideline. I think Murray players thought it was going to go out of bounds. And in the wet grass, it just stopped. 4:14 now. In the last 41 seconds, we've seen four touchdowns. PAT attempt is good by Short. And it's 57-54, Murray.
Take it off the ground.
Falcons awaiting the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. And Short will kick this one. And this is low and will get through Carpenter into the end zone for a touchback. .414 to go, quarter three. Wayne with the ball. Lane pitches it back to Clayton, going to the right side, gets to the corner, pushed forward by Murray, and gets out near the 30. And that'll move the sticks. It's a Nissan Pharmacy first down at the Falcon 29, a 14-yard pickup on first down for Clayton Kiefer. So from their own 29, you'll be pleased to know the rain has pretty much stopped for now. Only back behind him is Clayton, and breaks the first tackle, can't get through the second, but he's inside the, or up past the 30 to the 32 or 3. We'll see the spot. Give him four. Second down, six to go for Wayne from the 33. And the pitch, and now it's a fake pitch, and Trent comes to the near side, jukes him in, and he's free. 40, 20, 10. To the five, cuts back to the middle of the field. Touchdown, Trent Carpenter. 47 yards to the house. Judd Ranch House in Lacona. There are two tired defenses on the field right now, and Trent Carpenter just took advantage of one of them. 47-yard touchdown run with 2:49 to go now in the third. With 5 minutes to go, the score was Murray 44, Wayne 42, and now it's 60 to 57 in 2.5 minutes on the clock. Everybody on the right side, flag down, Lane will bootleg to the left into the end zone for the 2 points, but I think that flag may bring that back and have a redo on the Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. False start against the Falcons will back them up and redo it from the 7. So right now, Wayne up by 3, 60 to 57. Lane gets a play from the sideline. That was a well-designed play. Half the student body and all the cheerleaders on the right side of the line. They go over there again. Clayton, Trent, Carson, Horton, and Dillon takes the shotgun snap. Will throw it high into the corner. Incomplete. A little bit of contact, but no call. PAT attempt no good. Wayne leads 60-57. You keeping up with this back in the studio, Gail? Kiefer's 6-yard touchdown with 4:55 to go in the third quarter made it 48-44 Wayne, and we're now at 60-57 with 2:49 to go on the clock. That is just barely, that's 2 minutes and 6 seconds. Wayne has scored 3 touchdowns, and Murray has scored 2 in that time. And Murray scored with 7:15 to go. Lane tees it up at the Falcon 30, awaiting the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. Once again, Nernis not out on the kick return team, noticeably for Murray. Lane will just try to punch this one. Onside kick, and I think Wayne may have it. They do. Just booted it through that front four of Murray. And Falcons fall on the ball at the Murray 32-yard line. That might be the break they were looking for. Ball's at the Murray 31-yard line. Falcon defense comes out, ball's in the middle of the field. The keepers are behind lane under center. Trent Carpenter split out left, hand off to Clayton to the right side, gets through the line, into the backfield, up near first down yardage. They're going to mark it a little bit short. It's at the 21.5. They started at the 31, so give him 9 and something. I guess you have to call it at the 22. Second and short for the Falcons. Backs in the eye, hand off to Clayton. He's got first down. He cuts it to the left. He tries running over the defensive back instead of cutting more to the left for a touchdown, but that's going to be enough for a Neeson Pharmacy. First down for the Falcons on the run by Clayton Keeper down to the Murray 12. 10-yard run. And the Falcons can get another Neeson Pharmacy first down short of the goal. But they are in the Case IH Better Equipment red zone. Keeper to the right side, runs into his own lineman and driving with Ryder holding on around the waist. He's inside the 10, down to about the 6 or 7. That's a long 5. Second down from the 7. Falcons on the move. It's been a whole minute since they scored, so they're due. Hand off to Carson, first back through, running to the left side. Barnes has him, trying to spin him, take him down at the goal line. No, spotted short. Give Carson 7, but not, it was at the 7. That'll be a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons with a couple inches to go. That's probably a good thing. 49.8 seconds, run out the clock while Murray has the win. Take a knee. From the inch line, Lane, Kiefer, Clayton is in the house. Judd's Ranch House, 1 yard touchdown run. 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. Wayne scores again. Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Lane brings the play in. Boy, they march 80 yards with no problem, but they can't get 2 for 2 points. Keeper's in the eye behind Lane. Everybody else on the line. Fakes it, rolls to the right, throws it into the end zone. Complete. 2-point conversion to Tyler Jameson. Jameson must be okay. And Lane leads 68-57. I hope the basketball team can put 68 points on the board by the end of the third quarter this winter. Be nice for the wrestling team to put 68 on the board, too. Coach Dotton agrees with that one. 36 seconds to go here at Murray. First round playoff action in 8-player. The number 2 seed from District 6, Murray, against the number 3 seed, Wayne Falcons, from District 5. And at the moment, Wayne leads 68-57, about to kick off. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. And Nernis is on the field. He is. And the three middle players for Murray are considerably out now, standing at the 32. Lane could punch holes right through that front four, and the other three were back way at the 20. Now Lane might try to boot it to the end zone. And he does, and it'll get there. Touch that. Can't score if you can't catch it. Best game I've seen in a long time. Glad you all are here with us. We're in Murray with 36 seconds to go. That's time for each team to score four more touchdowns in this quarter. It's 68-57 Wayne. In the PlayStation battle for the eight-player playoffs. Barnes to throw it to the sideline to Nearness, incomplete. It'll be second and 10 with 30 seconds to go at the Murray 15. Twin Cedars 40, Lamoni 22. Murray, second and 10 from the 15. Nearness and Ryder in the eye. The option play gets it back to Ryder, catches it at the 15. All the way, Carpenter falls, and he's got room. Midfield. Lane's got a bad angle. Dives and does trip him. Inside the Falcon 10, Carpenter fell, had a chance at him. Ridge downered in there to land on Ryder, but Lane's trip got him in the air. And it'll be spotted at the Falcon 5, first and goal for Murray. 60-yard run for Ryder, first and goal. 5 seconds, they get the play off. Nearness stacked up and stopped. He won't score in the third quarter, but he might in the fourth. The Falcons, Evan Sinclair grabs him, wraps him up, and brings him down. That'll end a wild third quarter with the Falcons leading 68-57. That's 68-57 at the end of three quarters. Reminiscent of a playoff game Murray had last year with Gilbertville Don Bosco. Twelve minutes to go. 68-57. And the ball at the Falcon... 4. Give Nearness a yard. Second to goal at the Falcon 4. Both teams trotting down to the other end of the field. And once again, Nearness and Ryder behind Barnes. Hand off to Ryder, and he is stacked up. Coonsie's got him. Van Dyne's got him. Clayton's in there. Sinclair's in there. And they're going to spot that one at the 3, give him a yard. Third goal for Murray, 11:34 and counting to go in the third quarter. Wayne up 68-57. Once again, tight formation for Murray with the backs in the eye behind Barnes. Bootleg, he's going to throw it to the left and almost intercepted by the Falcons, but it falls incomplete. Dylan Lane diving for it. Rockle, the intended receiver, incomplete, brings up fourth and goal from the 3 with 11:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Barnes got some late pressure from the Falcon defensive line. Great Western Bank, great play coming up. And it's an option play to the left, and he throws it back. Ryder one-hand catches it, but he's driven out of bounds. Short of the goal. Turnover on downs. Falcon football. Lane and Carson Kiefer drive Ryder out of bounds. The pitch was behind him. He had to reach back, one-hand grab it. Barnes pitching loosely once again, costing Murray the ball. The Falcons have it at the three. Turnover on downs at 11:06 to go in the game. From their own three, Wayne with the ball. 11:06. Everybody on the line except Clayton. Runs up the gut. He's across the five. Picks up. We'll call it the six. Give him three. And it'll be second and seven for the Falcons. 10:42 counting in the fourth quarter. With Lane up 68-57. And the ball on their own six, 74 yards from a touchdown. Soggy Clayton Kiefer takes the pitch on the left side, and he's brought down, spun around by Nernis near the one. Lost on the play for the Falcons. Let's see where they spot it. They're going to give him forward progress. Back to about the three. So a loss of three for Clayton Kiefer on the play. And it's third and long for the Falcons at the three. And you certainly don't want to be punting now. C.D. Kunze comes off. Clayton behind Dillon under center. Whistle plays, or blows the play dead. Offside penalty against the Falcons. We'll pick the ball up and put it back down, maybe 4 feet from where it was. So from the 1.5, 9:37 and counting to go in the fourth quarter. Wayne leading 68-57. Have the ball, third and long. Clayton the only back behind Dillon. He'll get the ball. Everybody in the stadium knows what's coming. And he's brought down apparently out of bounds. They're stopping the clock, 9:22. And it'll be fourth and long for the Falcons, and the punt team comes on. Ball sits at the five, so give him 3.5 yards. Should be good field position for Murray. Ryder standing at midfield, Lane in his own end zone. Needs a clean snap. It is. Punted toward the sideline. It'll bounce at the Falcon 38, and Ryder overruns it. It's sitting at the 35, and will be down by Tate Van Dyne right there. 40-yard punt by Lane. No return. No return. That helps. 9:12 to go in the game. 68-57 Wayne. Murray's ball at their own 35. Not a clean jersey on the field. Kunze, Sinclair, Van Dyne on the line. Now Ridge Downard, and Barnes throws an errant pass. Can't even tell who it was intended to. The receivers weren't even looking. Incomplete, and it'll be second and 10. Falcons didn't appear to be quite ready on the line for that one. 9:08 to go in the fourth. Kunze, Sinclair, Carson Kiefer. Pete Van Dyne, Trent Carpenter stepping up now. Clayton linebacker Ridge Downard. And now Murray sending two receivers out to the right. Ball snap is fumbled. It's on the turf. Wayne's ball is the initial signal, and it is. Falcon football at the 36 of Murray. Fumbled snap. Big play. Great Western Bank, great play for the Falcons. The fumble recovery by Van Dyne, by Evan Sinclair. And it's at the Murray 36. 9:03 to go in the game. Wayne with an 11-point lead in the ball in Murray territory. Dropping back, pitching to Clayton, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe gets a yard. Depends on where they give him forward progress. Murray has a hobbling player going back to the huddle. I think that's 56 is George Barber, one of their top tacklers on the year. So the Falcons now second and nine from their from the Murray 35. And Coach Elliott will take a bread dough pizza timeout. If you're looking for a good timeout with your family, go to the bread dough pizza in Corydon. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. 8:27 to go when this one is taken. And it's 68-57 in favor of the Falcons. Second and nine at the Murray 35. Lucas County Health Center is there when you need them with a full line of services. From obstetrics to oncology, from physical therapy to diabetes education, we are here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality family-centered health care. And this has been a game. And the crucial, the critical plays, the mistake plays, by and large, have tended to go to the Falcons. There have been big runs by both teams, but a couple of fumble recoveries here by the Falcons, a big fourth down defensive stand, Allerton Lumber Company, big hits. Second and nine, Clayton and Carson, ball's on the turf. Dillon just picks it up and runs forward. He's going to get a couple, and he's driving. They're trying to strip it. And he's going down inside the 30. Dillon Lane picks up the last 5 or 6 yards on his own. Broken play, and he recovers his own fumbled snap. They're going to spot that inside the 30 at the 28. 7-yard pickup. And it'll be third and short for the Falcons. From the 28, 7:45 to go in the game. Hand off to Carson, and he's going to lose a little back to the 30, 31. And that'll go be at the 31, so loss of 3 for Carson. Brings up fourth down, about 4 yards to go. C.D. Kunze comes out. Trent Carpenter comes in. Falcons need to hurry to get this playoff. Dillon Lane snaps it at the play clock expires. Passes to the right. Caught by Clayton. Cutting back. He's got first down yardage. Tackled it by number 32. Jack Jones, Murray player down, but that'll be a Neeson Pharmacy first down on the completed pass, Dillon Lane to Clayton Kiefer. Not much passing here in the second half, but that one was big.
Yeah.
The ball's just outside the 10. So a 20-yard pass. We'll call it the 11. Ball's at the Murray 11. 6:45 and counting. Falcons still Lane bringing the play in from the sideline to the huddle quickly, and now it needs to get to the line. They barely got that last play off. Now running up to the line. Dylan giving some last-minute instructions to his center, Tate Van Dyne. 6:27 and counting. Shotgun formation. It's a quarterback draw all the way to the left side. He's got some yards, and he's shoved out of bounds. I'm not sure exactly where. 6:20 on the clock. And he's going to get to the 3, a gain of 8. And it'll be second down for Wayne. 68-57, fourth quarter, 6:20 to go. Wayne with the ball. Wow, second down after that. That was the Neeson Pharmacy first down play. Second and short for the Falcons. Handoff is to Clayton up the middle. He's hit hard. Into the end zone, to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Touchdown, 3 yards, Clayton Kiefer. .6:15 to go in the game. Wayne 74, Murray 57. Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Highest scoring game of the year so far for the Falcons. Shotgun, Lane throwing left side toward Jamison. Tied up, no good, incomplete. 74-57. We're going to turn another page on the stat sheet. But we will do our best to get it all tabulated for a post-game wrap-up. So 6:15 to go in quarter number 4 is your reset here, awaiting the Chambers and Wells Law Firm kickoff. Falcons moving now left to right with that breeze that is becoming less and less of a crosswind and more just behind the Falcons. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm. Kickoff by Lane. He goes deep. Ryder will field it inside the 5. And cuts. Oh, nice cut to the left or right side. And he's brought down inside the 30 by. Cannot tell. I still see the helmet walking into the Falcon bench. It was a great tackle, but I still don't know who it was. But the ball is at the 26. Murray from their own 26. Barnes throwing it incomplete. Carpenter was the nearest player to the ball. Second and 10. .6:04 to go in the game. Wayne 57, Murray, or Wayne 74, Murray 57. Second and 10 from their own 26. Murray has the ball. Falcons on defense need a stop. And Barnes dropping back under heavy pressure. He's going to be sacked. Horton and Jamison, first player to grab him, and then Ethan Horton helped bring him to the ground. Falcons need to stay disciplined here and maintain their assignments. They can smell a victory. The ball's at the 19, third and long. 5.5 and counting. Falcon defense is mostly linebackers. And the throw is over the middle, and it's going to be picked up by Dylan Lane at the 32 of Murray. At the Murray 33, Nernis down on the play. He'll walk off on his own. He looks like he's favoring his right ankle. The ball is at the Murray 33. Interception by Dylan Lane. Ball hawk, that kid. Lane looking for beginning of the revenge tour. Having lost on this field in week four, 44-27. Lane under center. Hands off to Clayton on the left side. Gets through the line. Turning on the speed. To the five, touchdown, flag down at the end of the play as a Falcon is laying on his back at the 25. Evan Sinclair is the Falcon, but it's a 47-yard touchdown run for Clayton Kiefer. .504 to go in the game. Personal foul penalty will go against the Mustangs. Kiefer just off the left guard, and once he got through the line, it was a foot race, and he had the speed in that race. They've not put the 6 points on the board yet. Hopefully that scoreboard will go to 80, because that's where the Falcons will be sitting. Personal foul against Murray. Touchdown is good. And the Murray player was ejected. .504 to go in the game, 80-57. For the moment, the Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is coming up. The officials have not picked up the flag at the 25 yet. Lane getting the play from Coach Elliott. This might be a while. I think the officials are trying to be certain there's an ejection from a Murray player, but they're wanting to get the right kid. You hate to kick out somebody that didn't do. But I think it was for some kind of personal foul against Evan Sinclair there at the end of the play. But the Falcons huddled clear back at the 20 for the PAT attempt, and they wind the game or the play clock now, so Falcons need to get up there and get to the line for the Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. At the moment, Wayne leads Murray 80-57. Two receivers each direction. Downer and Lane just takes the snap under center and right up the gut for a PAT. And Wayne now leads 82-57. 5:04 to go in the game. Wayne leading 82-57 over Murray. Let's check our Thunderbolt app. See if we got some updates from around Southern Iowa playoffs. Fantastic. fantastic game so far for the Falcons. Looks like it will not be their last. They would play Monday, and in all likelihood will play at Victor and get a rematch with an HLV team that snuck out of Sailing Field, the only team ever to win an eight-player game on Sailing Field other than the Falcons. HLV 60, Grandview Park Baptist 0. That's a final. Adair Casey 59, Meskwaki Settlement 20. That's a final. And Twin Cedars 40-22 is a final. And I'm told we are the last team playing. The 15-yard penalty, the kick will come from the Murray 35. Lane looks to put it into the end zone for a touchback. Probably hit the crossbar. It's still a touchback, but it was a nice kick. That is a good defense, the right foot of Dylan Lane, keeping the ball away from the great Murray tandem of Nernis and Ryder. So from their own 15, Murray now. Takes a long time to score 139 points. We got 5:04 left in this game. New quarterback for Murray as Barnes was the ejected player. Hand off to Ryder, and he drags some Falcons out across the 20. And we're under 4:50 now. Ball's at the 23, so an 8-yard pickup for Andrew Ryder. And officially now, Clayton Kiefer has a gob of yards. He's well over 200. Flag down. Fumbled snap, but it was a procedure motion or a penalty against Murray. Back him up 5. So back from their own 18. And the gap right now is 25 points, so we're not a continuous clock, but the penalty was on the offense and the clock was running before, so it picks up again. One receiver wide left, and Nernis and Ryder splitting the new quarterback, and he will roll, and he will throw it across the middle of the field, and Horton is there, incomplete. Ethan Horton closest to the pass. Is the new quarterback. That is Thane Simmons, freshman. .355 to go in the game. Wayne leading 82-57 over Murray. Wayne, the 3-seed, looking to go back to Victor and maybe walk out of Victor. And the handoff, a little confusion in the Murray backfield. Actually, Simmons keeps it and is dragged down right around the line, perhaps a short loss on the play. And I'm being told that KCCI.com has... Dylan Lane has been nominated for Safety Athlete of the Week. Safeway Athlete of the Week. So that's a voted-on thing, right? Get on KCCI.com and vote for Dylan Lane. A pass is in and out of the hands of Nernis. Carson tried to intercept, but it's incomplete. And that's a turnover on downs to the Falcons at the Murray 18-yard line. And the voting is from Friday of this week to Wednesday of next week. So get on your computers and vote for Dylan Lane, Safeway Athlete of the Week, KCCI.com, not our KIIC.com. timeout is being, Red Dough Pizza timeout being called by Murray. For a good timeout with your family and friends, go to Red Dough Pizza in Corydon. Great place to celebrate what looks to be a Falcon victory in 3:07. And Wayne heads to their sidelines. We'd like to make sure that you know that your grain drying can be taken to a higher level with a Shivers performance system. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. And the Allerton Lumber Company reminds you that construction, service, and supply, from small hand tools to lumber, they've got what you need for your next building project at the Allerton Lumber Company. Stop in today, 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton. Well, thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Getting your money's worth tonight. 139 points so far. The handoff up the middle is to, I think, Coonsey. Not much yardage, but it keeps the clock running. Nothing gained, nothing lost, nothing gained on that one. Ball remains at the Murray 18. Letting the clock roll, 2.5 to go. This would be Wayne's first ever eight-player playoff victory. And a Red Dough Pizza timeout has been called by Coach Bart Elliott with 2:25 to go. And Wayne leading 82-57. Corydon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Corydon State Bank, security for your online banking. The seniors coming out for the Falcons, Evan Sinclair getting a hugs and a big hand from the Falcon crowd. Van Dyne coming out as well, although not a senior. And Lane coming out. Mitch Sinclair in. Kyle Andrews, your new center. Trent Moore, your new quarterback. White jerseys, finally, for the Falcons. The mud color didn't work. C.D. Coonsey on the left side, driving forward on that good repaired knee. He's bionic now. And it'll be third down for the Falcons. Ball is at the 10 or so. Draven Jellison in. Ridge Downard tight end. Keaton Nickel on the line. Pitches back to Coonsey. Flag down on the play. Coonsey is forward for near the first down yardage, but the flag will go against the Falcons at the hold. And the hold will come at around the 12 or 13 yard line. And back the Falcons up 10. Not the worst thing in the world, though. They gives him a few more seconds off the clock and another play. And from the 23 now, it'll still be third down for Wayne. Wilson in. Coonsey comes out to a thunderous roar. Okay, we got Nickel, Jellison, Andrews, Mitch Sinclair, Wilson, and he'll get the handoff running around the left side, be dragged down. He gets inside the 20 and stays in bounds. The clock will keep rolling. Trevor Wilson with the carry. And let's call it the 17. Let's give him 6. Good job, Trevor. Under a minute to go in Murray. 8257 Wayne. It's fourth and long. About 10 more to go for the first down, but the Falcons will go for it that deep. Matt Lee, the fullback. Wilson, the running back. Keaton Nichols split out to the left. The handoff is to the first back through, and he'll be brought down. Nick Matt Lee with some positive yards, but the Falcons will turn it over on downs to Murray with 33.2 seconds left. And the ball is at the Murray 15. So a two-yard pickup for Matt Lee. But Murray has it on their own 15. 33.2 seconds to go until Wayne's first ever eight-player playoff victory. It'll bring up a second-round matchup Monday night at Victor against HLV. And a bunch of Falcons in on that gang tackle on the right side with 24 seconds, and clock keeps rolling. Matt Lee in on that one. Jared Middlebrook in on that one. Draven Jellison over there. Hunter Bennett. I like it when these guys get in. Their jerseys are white. We can still see their numbers. From the 18 and tackled right away. Bennett drives him down as the clock expires, and the Falcons have won the game. Final score, Wayne 82, Murray 57. And the third-seeded Falcons upset the second-seeded Mustangs on their field. And Monday night at 7 p.m. from Victor, Iowa, Wayne will move into the second round and get a rematch with a Trojan team that beat them last week by 8 points in Sailing Field. That doesn't sit well with this group of young men, and they will have something to say about it on Monday night in Victor, as they will go to try to even the score with HLV after last week's 8-point loss. We are going to attempt to tally up some stats, and this won't be easy, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Falcon Football on the Quattro, KIICradio.com, live stream 4. Wayne Falcon Football is being brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you.